Joining us now from Popticals, Preston Porter. Welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
It's a lot of peas.
It's a lot of peas.
Yeah, I get that. And I handle all our social media and PR, too.
So oh, man. Yeah, your business card is just a tongue twister.
Yeah.
All right, so these are the pop-out sunglasses, men's and women's. So give us kind of the 30-second commercial for what these glasses are about. Remember, you're on radio.
Sure. So the whole problem with sunglasses is they're constantly getting scratched and broken because we have nowhere to put them when we're not using them. People put them on their head, they hang them from their shirt, they always get scratched up. What we've done is we've created a patented design that allows them to separate in the middle. They retain that wraparound sports style you need, and they basically collapse down to the size of one lens, fit in a really hard, small case that you can clip right on your golf bag, put in your pocket, keep with you, so you always have high-performance sports eyewear without having to worry about those all-important lenses getting scratched and broken. And the other big component to it is those lenses we're trying to keep safe that we designed the system around are made by Carl Zeiss. We did a Nidef nylon lens with them. And nylon gives you two things. A, it gives you a lighter weight than polycarbonate, which is most other sunglasses out on the market, so about 18% lighter. But it also gives you the clarity of glass, which is kind of unreal if you've never used a glass lens before. Really, really clear, strikingly clear. So we kind of have the best of both worlds and then a system to keep those lenses in great shape.
Yeah, I think my before I started wearing contacts, my glasses were Carl Zeiss, so I know how much that added to the price tag of my glasses. So that's some good stuff.
Yeah, we wanted to partner with the best, and we got it.
Yeah, I mean, what's really cool about this, for our listeners who are old enough to remember, in the 70s and 80s, there was a really popular trend with a sunglass that was hinged in the middle. It was hinged at the nose piece and folded up and put, I don't remember, it was either Porsche or Ferrari, you, right. Mostly knockoffs. But these aren't hinged in the middle, which that was the worst thing about them, is they never sat right on your face because they were always closing or it's pinching your nose or whatever. So tell us about how these are. I'm they're hard to describe. They're a little like those reading glasses that people wear around their necks, and they snap together at the right above the nose, right?
Yeah. So the system that we have 11 patents on it. Actually, it's called the FL2 Micro Rail System. And basically, the main difference between those old-time folding glasses and ours is those folding glasses were flat, right? You can only fold flat, kind of squared-off glasses. So they kind of had a Wayfarer style. We wanted to go for the true Base 8 wraparound style because they give you a better fit. They cover your peripheral vision. They're really designed for performance. So those bars kind of in the middle that you see, it's a stainless steel rail system. So to everybody listening who can't see them in person, they basically separate using a strong magnet that holds them in place right in the center of the bridge of the nose. And then the lenses slide in parallel to one another, and they don't touch. So they slide in next to each other instead of folding up. And after they're slid together, the temples kind of fold down, and you get basically the size of one lens.
Yeah, and for our visual learners out there, the website is awesome. It's Popticals, PopTicals.com. There's a great, animated, right on the front page to show what we're talking about if you're having trouble imagining these glasses. So, the wraparound style is a huge advantage for performance. Did it create any issues for you guys in R&D in having to make that work instead of a flatter design?
Absolutely. I mean, we were doing, from the times we got the patents to the times we had product on the market, it was about 3 years of product development. And a lot of that was making sure, we invented this technology. So it was creating all custom molds. It was finding the right manufacturer that could actually do this, which took a little bit. We ended up using a manufacturer. All of our sunglasses are made in Italy, northern Italy, outside of Milan. And it was kind of a bold new thing. We're trying to disrupt the market quite a bit because for years, everyone who's needed sports sunglasses has just kind of accepted that you spend $200 and it's only going to be a matter of time before you scratch them up because there's nowhere to put them. And we thought that was crazy. So we wanted to change it. But yeah, no, there was a lot of engineering, a lot of thought, and about 3 years of development to get that smooth wraparound system because the whole thing is custom.
Yeah, I mean, like, how many iterations did you go through? I mean, was it like
many?
You do like the third one, and you're like, okay, this is it, and then you find out that something's
it weighs
not
eight
right.
pounds.
Something's
right.
not working right, or they're
yeah,
touching
no,
and they're scratching.
Not,
yeah,
because designing really great sunglasses is a challenge all in itself. You have to get the right fit. You have to make sure everything works on the optics side. And then throw, you know, breaking down the whole design into something you can fit in your pocket is many, many iterations.
Yeah, I mean, and when you think about innovation of any kind, I mean, think about the original computers being the size of a small building. You know, getting to a point where it's a smaller, usable product is what's so interesting. And I think for our listeners, they might be thinking of all of these sort of actuating parts that these are that the only design you have is like a big, chunky, you know, post-cataract surgery style glass. You guys have actually made this work with some very, very thin, you know, arms on the side. And I mean, so how much thought went into being able to offer something that was truly, you know, if you looked at someone wearing these, you probably wouldn't know they were wearing the smarter version of a sunglass.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times when we're at shows or people are experiencing the glasses for the first time, you kind of show it to them, and then we show them the rest of the line, and everyone's first question is, wait, they all do that? They all break down that way? Because some of our more popular styles, Pop Star and Pop Art, if you check them out on our website, they're very minimalist. I mean, they're completely open on the bottom where the lens is, and they just have a very thin amount of material, which is great for golf. A lot of cyclists and mountain bikers use it because it fits nicely right under a hat or a helmet. But yeah, until you see the magic trick, as we call it, of seeing them, you know, compact down, you really don't know that's what they do. And that was the goal. That was the goal, is that we wanted to incorporate the design, but once they were in their, you know, full form, they needed to compete with every other sunglass on the market in terms of style and performance.
Again, we're talking with Preston Porter of Popticals. And on the marketing and PR side. So let's talk about marketing and PR. Obviously, a newer company. And how do you dig into the various markets? I mean, not only the golf market, but, you know, any market that you're trying to get into. I mean, just general use sunglasses or specifically for a sport sunglasses. I mean, how do you penetrate into a market when you're trying to market something that's innovative and, you know, people may not take the time to learn about it?
Yeah, that was something we definitely discovered, because we could kind of show people, oh, look, we made these sunglasses. They compact down to a small size, and we kind of got the so what moment. So we really started leading with the problem, in that we had a whole campaign that we said sunglasses get scratched and broken, Popticals don't. And that's, you know, that's kind of an audacious thing to say. So we usually lead with identifying the fact that there is a problem, that people have their sunglasses on their heads, that they spend, you know, a couple hundred bucks on every piece of equipment that they need, and optics are no different. And we've seen, you know, from other major sunglasses in the space, that people are willing to invest in high performance optics. But like I said, it's kind of been accepted that there's nowhere to put them. You put them on your head and you kind of roll the dice. And that's really the thing we're trying to disrupt.
Yeah,
and that's a big part of the marketing. You know, the golf markets, the fishing markets, and the general outdoor markets are a huge focus for us, because that's where we see people. You know, in the fishing world, people lose sunglasses off the top of their head. They go right into the water. The general outdoors, if someone's hiking or backpacking, their glasses are getting crushed in their bag, they're getting thrown around, they're getting, you know, all kinds of other places. So really starting with the problem and then educating that we have created this solution. And in doing that, we've really created this new category of sports sunglasses that actually have a safe home when you're not using them. And again, all that is around the importance of having optics, great optics for the great outdoors. Because if you've ever used, you know, a cheaper lens, which a lot of people, after you wreck a couple $200 pair of sunglasses, most people, okay, I'm just going to get the ones from the gas station, from Walmart, you know, the $10, $15 cheapies. And if you've ever used a really nice pair of sunglasses, you know how much it hurts to go down to a lower quality lens. Your vision suffers. You might not be getting the right protection. The polarization goes away. So high quality lenses and optics are important across the board, across many different sports. And so that's kind of the angle, is that you need great optics. They matter for the great outdoors, for anything you're doing outside. But until now, there's really been no way to keep those lenses from getting scratched and broken over time.
Yeah, I mean, Preston, when I'll be honest, when this came across my desk, I was like, you know, great, another pair of sunglasses. I mean, what problem could they possibly be solving? And I sort of took the story through my own evolution. Get a pair of sunglasses, don't feel like wearing them because it gets cloudy, throw them in my golf bag, not in any kind of case. Okay, those are ruined. Then, okay, well, now I'm getting smart. I need a case. Well, the case for a wraparound pair of sunglasses is almost as big as a shoebox. So now I'm trying to stuff that in my golf bag. So you guys have really attacked a legitimate real-world problem here, because the case you have, once the glasses are folded up and put in that hard-shell case, you can put them in your pocket, which you've never been able to do with traditional sunglasses, right?
Yeah, no, we actually, well, you said shoebox. We actually, around our team, we call it the lunchbox.
Because it is, I have a big head.
Big enough to put a pretty good-sized sandwich in most of the time. But yeah, to your point, they don't fit in your pocket. You know, they take up an enormous amount of space. And at the end of the day, most of those cases still aren't as tough as our case. At a trade show recently, we kind of have some fun vehicles. If you poke around our website, you'll bump into them. But we have a Razor, Polaris Razor 800 that we kind of cut up and added all this crazy stuff to. And we took it to a show. It's about 1,000 pounds with a bike and a canoe on the top. And we parked that vehicle on top of four of our cases. So we put one of our little cases underneath each of these enormous tires, and we left them there for the whole show. And the glasses inside the cases were fine.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Preston, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and remind everybody that it's popticals.com is the website. Go on out and get some glasses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't scratch them.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Preston.
Thanks.